You're listening to The Naked Scientist, Chris Smith, Diana O'Carroll, Dominic Ford. It's our science Q&A special this week, so we're answering all of your science questions for you. John is on the line. Hello, John.
Hello, Dr. Chris. Good evening.
What can we do for yourself?
I've been thinking about the human brain and wonder whether it's developed at the same rate as the human body. If, for example, you were able to take a human brain of about 10,000 years ago and implant a representative cross-section of today's accumulated knowledge in it, would it be able to function as if it were a contemporaneous brain?
Well, that's a fantastic question. Diana, what do you think?
I think, yes, of course. Someone who lived 10,000 years ago would be very capable of understanding all of the problems and issues that we have to deal with today. In fact, around 10,000 years ago was when humans were doing really incredible things like developing agriculture, which, of course, would have taken some intelligence, and doing what essentially is a modification of different grains and vegetables and things, which takes some foresight and some planning. And in fact, anatomically modern human, as it's known, first appeared 200,000 years ago. And there's no evidence to suggest that people then had different brains to the ones that we have now. Although there's some arguments about maybe something happened around 60,000 years ago, but we don't really know for sure. But it looks like certainly 10,000 years ago, people were just as intelligent as they are now.
How do we know that the brains of people 200,000 years ago were similar? Because brain tissue doesn't fossilise, does it? So how would we know that?
To be fair, it is a little bit of guesswork. There is genetic evidence to show that anatomically modern human hasn't, well, we have evolved a little bit. There are a few mutations that have turned up over the last few hundred thousand years. But if you take a fossil human and open up the brain case and look inside at the shape and the volume and the way that all of the little sort of veins and vessels are marked out on the inside of the brain case, you see that actually it doesn't look very different at all from what we find now.
Ah, so you're referring to the idea of this sort of endocast idea where the shape of the skull can form a fossil on the inside where the brain would have been, leaving an imprint of what the brain must have been like because the brain leaves its own imprint on the inside of the skull.
Yes, that's right. Your brain does imprint in the inside of your skull as you grow up, strangely enough.
Thank you, Diana.